Perek of Peah, Mishnah Vav. We are continuing with the halachas of the quantity or size of produce that was left behind that is still considered shechacha, and when it's considered too much and therefore it's not considered shechacha. So oimesh yishbo sosayim u'shechofoy einu shechacha. In this case he left one bundle, but this was a very large bundle that had two saws worth of grain in it, a very large amount, and it's considered an amount that he can't pick up in one shot. Such a thing that he can't pick up in one lekicha, in one taking, is more than what the Torah allotted to the aniyim, and therefore if he could get such a big bundle he can pick it up afterwards. Now here we have a discussion. What happens if you have shnei amarim v'hem sosayim? Instead of one bundle that bundle consisted of this two saw volume, he had two separate independent bundles and each one had a saw. So he had a sum total of two saw, but it wasn't in one bundle, it was in two bundles. So there's a tzvar to say that here surely it is not considered shechacha, or there's another tzvar to say that since each bundle independently is less than two saws, it is shechacha. So this is the machlokes between Rav Gamliel and Chachamim. Gamliel and Bal Abayis. Rav Gamliel says if one bundle that has two saws is not shechacha, surely if it's the same quantity split up into two bundles, not shechacha. Chachamim say no, this is shechacha. What's the logic? Logic. Amar Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel says v'chimei roiv hamarim yufi koichoi shel bal abayis ahura koichoi. Rabbi Gamliel says the more that you leave, more bundles you leave behind, is it more of a reason to be considered that it remains in the possession of the Baal Bais or not? We learned in the previous Mishnah that if he leaves behind too many bundles then he can pick it up again, it's not considered shechacha. So he said if that's the case then in the case we had one bundle that had the volume of two sorin, then it is not shechacha. So shnei marim v'hem sosayim in adin shelo yeh shechacha. Surely, if that same volume is split up into two bundles, it should not be shechacha, because you admit to me that the more bundles you have, the less of a reason it should be shechacha. Below, they answered him, loy mamata b'yim echad shukagodish. They said, one second, over here it's different. The logic of the halacha, that if it's a very big bundle, you do not give it as shechacha and you allow it to take it back, is because it's not considered a bundle anymore, it's considered a whole gadol, it's considered a whole haystack. That's only if it's one unit, it's a very large bundle. But if these two saws were split up into two independent bundles and each one was one saw, in such a case they don't have a status of being an entire haystack, it's just a bundle. And the halacha is if you left behind two bundles, everybody agrees that it is shechacha. The whole discussion we had in the previous Mishnah was if you left three or four, then it may not be shechacha. But two is definitely shechacha. And therefore, Chacham say that the only time that one bundle will not be shechacha is if it's a large bundle that contains two saws by itself. But it has less than two saws, even if there are two of these bundles that have one saw piece, it will be shechacha.